Right. Good morning. We're here with Jim McElmore with Montgomery Christian School. I'll let you introduce your people, but why don't you just start out and tell us what's happening here before school starts.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us today. Montgomery Christian School's in. We're ready. We start August 10th this year. But before that, because of y'all, we have this wonderful summit on August 3rd. First board meeting today. But for those of you that don't know much about Montgomery Christian School, we exist to help those who otherwise would not have school choice. We do provide high academics, a challenging environment, a challenging education in a Christian environment, along with my favorite part, not only educating, but also partnering with parents. And we've really been working on that vision on the last few years, especially really started during COVID. Because when you're invited into somebody's home, you see a lot of things that I did, at least as a teacher, and I thought, I want to be a part of these families' lives. And so we're really emphasizing being a part of those parents' lives. So we not only start at school August 10th, we have our summit as well, and then we start our parent university too. And that'll be a blessing. So let me introduce, this is Ann Amster, who's our development coordinator, and Todd Romanowski, who's our board president.
Wow.
We have a board meeting today from our orientation and board from 3 to 8, so you can start praying for Todd now. But maybe, Ann, if you want to talk a little bit about development this year. And
absolutely. We have so many things. First of all, we would love to invite anyone. We have a prayer walk. People can come to the school on Sunday, August the 6th, from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and just walk our halls. Pray for our children by name, pray for our teachers, our staff, the mission, the board, so many parts of the school. So that is the first opportunity, and right before school starts, to really just set the pace for the school year. And so we have that. We have chapels each Monday during the school year, and so we have opportunities for people, for pastors, for church members to come and speak to our kiddos. We combine everybody kindergarten through fifth. So that's another way churches partner with us. We have one fundraising event a year. It's called Art Splash. And Art Splash will happen this year on May the 9th. We already have that date. May the 9th, 2024. We'd love for people to come on. They get to see the sponsors who support our school. They get to see, last year we had 38 artists participate and raised over 35 full scholarships for children. And so the last 2 years have done that. And so that's a big thing in the world of development. Also, being prayer, we've just hired an assistant. His name is Brian Stevenson. He will be coming on board next week. So we're delighted to welcome another part of the development team.
So that's Jamie. Well, tell us about how y'all are expanding and that you have a new class this week.
That is so exciting. I don't know if Todd, we had a growth committee meeting last night. This year we opened up a second kindergarten class, praise God. I'm telling you, he continually provides amazing staff. That's a huge answer to prayer. So we have the right people in place, along with we still have parents all the time coming in. So we have wait lists, we have parents trying to sign up for it, and we are out of space at our school, which is a good thing. So our classrooms are ready to go. With this additional kindergarten, we'll have around 115 students in our building over on McGee. If you want to come and be encouraged about what's going on in Montgomery, come by MCS over on McGee. We have lunch and learns all the time and tours going on. But I really wanted to share with you, speaking of a new kindergarten classroom, God kind of laid on my heart this morning to share with y'all what our verses this year for the school and kind of what our vision is going to be as we expand and as the Lord just continually provides. It's from Matthew 5:14-16. And again, this is our Bible verse of the year. So, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And when I think about being the light of the world, really, not only did it start here at Trinity Church, where y'all really took an amazing 2 years to pray and then opened up your own doors for what I would consider these beautiful children to come and learn about the light of Christ. But now, when we moved to McGee, that was another chance that so many people took on this school. And these little lights are incredible. I mean, if you could see these children that will come out of their cars, so pray for us with carpool with all these kids, but will come out of their cars. Our goal is to have them shine that light in Montgomery, and it starts with this generation. We pray over them. We pray that we will break generational sins. We pray that we will overcome racism little by little by building bridges. We pray that this, not only the school will be a light on a hill, but that people who come through the school will see that light, be encouraged to be the light themselves in Montgomery. And I think that God is working in a lot of nonprofits here in Montgomery, and MCS is one of them, where we're all partnering together and we're saying, okay, Montgomery, it's time to be different. It's time to shine Christ and to really unite. And so as we grow and as we look at our second kindergarten, we're really trying to stay sturdy. That's why we're doing it slowly, to make sure that Christ is in the center of what we're doing, and really to make sure our partners know and can build that relationship with us, knowing that Christ is in the center of our decisions. We do not do this with haste. We do it because we want to glorify the Lord from the very beginning of it. And I think opening up that new kindergarten, we'll be able, again, to partner with those parents to shine the light of Christ to them, so that little by little, and all in His timing, Montgomery Christian School will be a place that will really be that light on the hill. And I praise God that He has this verse for us this year. Marlene Eichsbo, way back when, is the one who decided, you know, on the different chapels and how we do. And so when the Lord brought this verse to us this year, I'm like, man, Lord, it's just your timing. It's really beautiful, the foundation that He has laid at this school. So that's where we've been, and that's where we're at now. And then, you know, Lord willing, He'll provide that next stage for us, and we'll find a building that's the right one for Him. I love our growth committee because they continually say, and our board members, okay, Lord, what's next? In the same way, where are you taking us? And they have such faith. When I start to lose sight and I'm like, man, this is a lot of work. The Lord always has somebody call and say, Pam, I can't wait to see what God has in store. And so that's our faith. That's our leap of faith this year. It's the second kindergarten.
Awesome. Talk a little bit about the parent university.
Oh, I love our parent university. And want to even more.
Parent university. Parent university is a time where our families all come together. It's will happen quarterly, so 4 times this year. And it is a 6 o'clock and 6:30 dinner with families sitting around big round tables. And then someone comes to present a topic that would be helpful for parents. The children disappear, get a child care, and yet the parents get to sit for an hour. So last year, it was topics like how to help your child study, how to set a family budget and money matters, technology in your children, and then the last one was emotional and mental health in your children, anxiety in children, and helping parents navigate this road. It's amazing to see. We had last year 76 families, and the first parent university we had 125 people.
Wow.
And so our parents are eager to learn. They love coming to a safe environment that is a community feel and build. And so they enjoy being together with one another and also learning, desiring to be a better parent, a better spouse, a better community member. And how do they do that? But through learning and providing that place is phenomenal. So this year, Junior League of Montgomery is going to help us, and they're going to provide the meals for us and provide volunteer support to watch the children and entertain the children. And so we do look forward to those 4 times this year. We'll be held at 2 different churches here in town. So families get accustomed to being in churches throughout Montgomery. And their partnership. So the Meadows and Morningview Baptists have opened their doors to us.
Awesome.
And
And then they graduate at the end of the year.
Oh, that was so fun this year. So they attend all four on our last day, our celebration with the children, when children get awards and things. Those parents who've attended all four classes also are recognized and come forward.
Wow.
So it's really a moment of pride.
Yeah.
I know that y'all try to follow them as they move on out, as they age out of your school too, and I think that's special. You know where they're going, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have
yes.
network for that.
We love our alumni. We're so thankful for them. It was really fun that last program that we had our alumni stand up and sing, and we had some teachers that were there. Again, Marlene was there, and we all boohooed while we sang some songs from chapel that we had, that's been set up for a very long time. It was so neat to see, like I said at the beginning, the light that shines through these students at different schools. And we're so grateful for those partnerships. Even as we're putting on the summit next week, the excitement of the directors and the staff is there preparing and getting ready, and even board members that are coming from different schools that are really excited to be a part of it. anyway, so our alumni is just, it's been such a blessing, and we're so grateful that the board has decided to really make that a focus for us. So, and our families as well. Our family, I don't know if the parents love coming back more or the students love coming back more. Because when the parents come back, they're, Miss Maggie, we got to talk about three things I want to talk to you about. So I love that we can have a place that they can come, they can feel safe, and that they can reconnect again, which is amazing. And then really they're doing awesome. So they're going off to universities now, places that I would never even imagine. So we're so grateful that they have decided to keep going and shining that light. Oliver Jokes, my husband works over at Trinity School, and some of our alumni have gone over to Trinity School. And if somebody's acting up from MCS, which that does happen, he will literally look at them and he says, is this the MCS way? And he said, immediately that child will sit up and say, no, sir, it is not. Do not call Miss McElroy. But to know that that's gone before us, so that is a foundation of there is an MCS way, and this is the way that Christ calls us to do it, is, again, from that 16 years of working so hard, is such a blessing to be a part of it.
Y'all last year, we were able to have three or four alumni events so they could come back, in the fall. They came back for Christmas. They came back at the end of year program and another time for them to see one another, connect with each other. And that's so positive and so comforting for them and so fun for them to see one another. And then also there's an avenue in which we have after-school tutoring for any of our alumni who may need it. So they can also come back.
That's twice a week. Their mamas get them there for sure.
Yeah.
We already have phone calls. What are we doing?
Do y'all kind of, if they have questions, help them navigate where to go next?
We do. So starting actually at the end, at this meeting, at this open house, I will start meeting with the fourth and fifth grade parents. Mm-hmm. And then I meet one-on-one with those fifth grade parents all throughout the year, along with, we go and we tour schools now. So we take our fifth graders and we tour a variety of different schools, and we're so grateful for that opportunity. It's good for two reasons. One, it's wonderful for relationships with our partner schools, and two, I love the fact that our students are able to see what that junior high and high school looks like.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit less intimidated as well as when they're applying, and then really we encourage that parent to choose two schools to really focus in on. And praise God for school choice. And so many people that believe in Montgomery Christian School, most of them go to another private school or magnet school. All of them for the last few years have gone to private schools or magnet schools and therefore have excelled, which we're really grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Y'all any questions? William and Daniel, y'all got a question?
We have a question. What is your favorite thing to eat to stay cool in the summer? Oh, by the way, P.S. This is for Aunt Pam, Miss Anne, and Mr. Todd.
I like ices.
Anne?
I was going to say icy. That's my favorite. Smoothies.
Ooh.
You know, I take my ice cream seriously, boys. I would have to say the strawberry soft serve at Nancy's Ice.
Mm. Wait, what's the soft serve?
That's the fancy part of the fancy name.
Oh, you mean the ice cream? Oh, okay.
How about you, William? And Daniel, what's your favorite?
I'd have to say probably cotton candy. Birthday cake.
Nancy's Ice.
Yeah, Nancy's. Birthday cake, Nancy's Ice.
Daniel?
Mine would be cookie jar.
Nancy's Ice, everybody.
Cookie jar.
All right, I'm cutting you off.
Great question, boys.
I have y'all mentioned Brian Stevenson. Is that the?
No. It's not. I don't know how to say it's not me, Brian Stevenson.
Great if he was.
Yeah. It's not Equal Jess. No, it is not. No.
All right.
Yeah. He actually, you want to tell him a little bit about
Brian?
Another Brian Stevenson?
Brian is actually a parent of students at MCS. He is retired military, 20 years of military service. Retired and just finished his bachelor's degree from Faulkner in business this year and will be pursuing a master's degree in MBA. And so he is going to come on 20 hours a week. And help out, smart guy. He came. We've been praying since May for someone to come in this role, and we just kept thinking of one thing, and then he came in. His family came in as we had a group in Alpha come and serve for a work day this summer, and he spoke to those men and women.
Yeah.
And Pam went, and then about 3 days later, Pam and I were like, so what would you think? Yeah, we reached out to Brian. And Mr. Stevenson is going to be a great addition. I'm very enthused. And he will take some of the day-to-day for me. He will do thank you notes. He will do phone calls. He will hopefully be coordinating our volunteers as well, our mentors. And it's going to be I'm really excited.
We have a list.
Well, I was gonna say, would you like to choose a list?
There's a lot.
Oh,
wow. There's a lot.
It was in the world of development, but there's five different components. So
Anne's going to go more into the role of developing the institution as a whole, of that bigger picture. And so many schools like ours, there's a lot to development because not only do we have these amazing partners that help us financially, but also we need prayer partners. We have volunteers that come in and they and will help coordinate that. We have mentors now that started in third grade that will continue on to fourth grade. So there's, along with grants, and honestly, we're going to be starting off that new building we're willing. So capital campaign right around the corner. So there's a lot to do in the development world for the school, and we're so grateful that as we grow slowly but surely, that he continually brings those right people.
Well, he brings a dynamic that we haven't had at the school too, an African American male.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that presence is really needed and exciting to have within the doors that not only the kids see, but the parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, building relationships that way. And we do have 6 new hires, so you can start praying for them.
Wow.
This year we have, and I will say 4 of the 6 are of color, which we're so grateful for. We had a lot of people applying this year for jobs, and I'm really, Stephanie and I, the principal, Stephanie Price, kept looking at each other, we got another application. This is phenomenal. And we would ask in the interviews, we would say, what kind of drew you to us? Because, we're just curious. And all of them said, it's your mission. It's because I want to actually teach our students. Our fourth grade teacher is new. She comes to us from the Department of Defense. Her name is Carrie Perkinson. And yesterday I went by her room and I said, Carrie, how you doing? How can I help you? She looked at me and she goes, I am so happy I get to teach. She said, the fact that you told me one day in conversation, which of course I didn't think a thing of, that you want me to have read alouds every day, and that we can do drop and read, drop, you know, what you're doing and read. And then you told me that for curriculum wise, I can do groups and we can have creativity as an element of this, of the curriculum. She said, I'm so ready to teach again. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, Lord, that's a really unique and special, I don't know, situation, I guess, that our school is in now, that so many people in the education field are, unfortunately, they're leaving the field, but I pray that those that kind of need a boost again will find a school like ours where they know how important their role is, mm-hmm. as a teacher. And I think we have a really special staff who work hard at making sure that they know not only the mission and vision, but they know how important they are in that mission and vision. So we are starting a new, we're calling it the Legacy Committee. And that's going to be a group of people that come in and volunteer and kind of play our PTO. Because I need our parents to drop off their children and go work. Mm-hmm. That's their job. Come to the parent universities, volunteer when they can, but we really need them to go to their jobs. And so this new Legacy Committee will be one where they're kind of our PTO. And we're if anybody's interested, we're starting this next month, and they'll really be doing things like teacher appreciation, helping our staff. You know how I wish I did better with my kids, but you know, they can go in and help make copies and really help our teachers know that they're not alone. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited for that part of our school as well, part of our development too. So. It's really important for our students. When they walk into a room and they don't know anybody, I'm intimidated by that. Mm-hmm. And our prayer is that when our students leave us in fifth grade and they go on somewhere to sixth grade and they walk into a room, not only will they look somebody in the eye and shake their hand, but they can say, I saw you at Montgomery Christian School. And that way there's a bridge, there's an element there that will help them to build that confidence and knowing, okay, I think this person loves Jesus and I can shake their hand and kind of hang with them. And that's a big deal for Montgomery especially. Mm-hmm. So that's a really neat part of development that I hope will help our staffing.
We hear a lot of rumors about where you're going to move. Is there anything?
I'm going to let Todd speak on that one.
Official about that, man?
There is not anything official yet. We have identified a property and are working on a letter of intent. A revised letter of intent. We provided one. They countered. We passed. They came back, and we are now working on.
I hate that. Is it Whitfield?
It is, yes, sir.
I've driven by there several times.
Well, we'll keep praying for that. We met last night. It's got some issues that we want to just make sure aren't as significant as we thought they were. It doesn't seem that they are. But yes, we are working on that.
I'll add it to my
right now. It's
amazing what happens when people pray.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that could all happen potentially this week. So we'll see where that goes.
One way I shift gears on you. How is Marlene doing? I just see our prayer list and I don't know.
She's pretty private. So we're praying for, that's all I ever text her, that all the kids are praying for, and she's still very, she calls whenever she comes into our building. I love her so much, and she says, this is my MCS, this is our MCS, and don't ever forget that, that we are all a part of this school, and I love that phrase of, Pam, this is my MCS, and I love being part of it. So she's, I pray for her health, and I'm not.
Okay, she's not on the staff right now. Mm-hmm.
She is not.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of prayer, there's Tom. Welcome. we just got to pray, so.
Pray for Tom and Project.
Bubba, you want to open us? Tom, you want to close us? Sure. And anybody else who would like to pray?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day this morning that we can get together and hear about your work going on right here in Montgomery. So encouraging to hear about Montgomery Christian School, the years it's been here, coming out of our church, and then the other people involved in it, moving it on out to, I guess it's McGee Road out there, and just the excitement to hear what's going on. So I am so encouraged, and we are so blessed to have a school like this that is strongly Christian based. I was thinking about the goal here is these children are to be the light of the world, or to go out into the community, into the world, and make a difference. Lord, I struggle with the racial issue, but it's not racial. It's either you're a believer or you're not. And I just pray that these children would see that. And I thank you for the leadership here and the teachers and what they do in the school, and just the impact that they have made. Lord, I'm hearing about the parent university. That is so exciting that these parents who probably have not had this kind of training their children yet are getting an opportunity to hear about it there when they come in. So I just pray you might expand that to these families, and Lord, as they see their children taught with strong Christian principles, it would catch on with them. So encouraged. When I look at our city and what's going on, and we have a big problem, but here a difference is being made. It's just one step at a time. As Pamela says, just add another kindergarten. So, well, just one step at a time and making a difference. So, again, I just thank you for them, their work, and just the impact that they're making. So, I just pray that you continue to use the school, use them to be a light in Montgomery. And I pray all this in Christ's name.
Well, I just thank you for Montgomery Christian Schools and how you have grown this school and brought these children together, and these teachers and the administration. Well, we just thank you that school is growing and that we have an additional classroom this year. Well, we know that you have great and mighty plans for the school. We pray specifically for this decision about purchasing property. We pray that they would know going into it, they'd be able to find out all the things that they need to find out about this property. And, there would be nothing hidden. Father, you would provide the funds and all the things to make that happen. Father, we just see this being such a wonderful community around the school, the parents and what they're learning, the children and what they're learning, and they're going forward with that and being successful. We just know that you're in the midst of all of this. Well, I specifically pray for this, for the staff in this next year. I pray that you would just lead them and guide them and everything that they do, and the work that they're doing in the classroom and outside the classroom, and that no matter what they do, Christ will be lifted up to these children and be exemplified in all the actions around them. So I ask this in Christ.
Oh God, I'm so very thankful for a place like Trinity Church, vision and the support that they provide. Montgomery Christian School, it's such a blessing to the school. We're so thankful for the staff and the administrator, the board of this school. I pray, Lord, for wisdom and guidance and direction, the decisions that are made, and the opportunities that we have with these children and the parents, Father God. We just ask you to continue to bless them, keep them safe, Father. Guide us and direct us what we do.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for your many blessings, and especially as we think of Montgomery Christian School, for the way you have enabled this school to grow and exist. We thank you for the staff, the teachers, for the children who come, for their families, the privilege it is to serve them, provide a good education to them. That it's an education that's grounded on your truth. That these children, it's our desire that these children would grow to know you, to love you, and to want to serve you. We would pray the same for their families to the extent that those families do not know. Thank you for the generosity of the donors and just the way you've enabled and provided for this school. Thank you for Todd and Ann and Pamela, the role they fill. Just pray that you continue to give them strength and wisdom, guide the board as they take up this responsibility. And we pray that you continue to provide for this school, that you be glorified through the lives of the children as they grow and mature, that you be glorified in every way by the work of this school for the sake of working. It's in Christ's name we pray.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
all.